Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, our weekly spin-off podcast where Dad and I talk about something that isn't traumatic. So we try and avoid talking about true crime. Sometimes it happens and we can't help that. I'm Paul, that's John. Dad, how are you doing this morning?
I am extremely well. It's they're forecasting a major weather event. I think if you really want to know about... I mean, I've always been a believer in looking out the window, which I'm doing now.
Wait, no, that's not a forecast. That's just like what's happening outside. Oh, true. It's raining. But that's not a weather forecast.
I agree, but you do get a sense when you look into the sky, don't you? Do you?
To a degree.
Yeah. I mean, it's in real time, of course. I mean, just on the other side of the mountains, for example, could mm-hmm. be sunny. Mm-hmm. Which is one of the nice things about flying, Paul. Don't you love it when it's raining and it's... and the plane's being buffeted by the wind?
Not really. What, you're saying, do I like turbulence? Do I like extreme turbulence?
Yes, but the good thing about turbulence is that they end ultimately. Hopefully.
Well, it could end with a crash.
With a crash. The crash would be such a shitty... You know, I do Wim Hof breathing and I hold my breath for 3 minutes. And I'm just wondering if I'm in a plane, and I do think this, and this is hand on heart, no bullshit, I actually do think things like this, and maybe the listeners can sort of get back to us as to whether anyone has these thoughts. I don't know whether they're dark thoughts, but if you're good at holding your breath, and I can comfortably do 3 minutes, but I have been known to do five, if the plane went down and the cabin starts to fill up with water, mm-hmm. I think about, should I hold my breath or not?
Are you saying, do you think Wim Hof breathing could help you survive a plane crash?
Yes, but definitely if you calm down, like really calm, but you've got to hold your breath long enough for everyone to sort of basically die. It sounds so terrible.
Well, you know, in the films where the side of a plane gets ripped open and someone's strapped in and you just see some random get yeeted out of the sort of hole in the plane, just, you know, they get sucked out, like yeet. Now, if you're Wim Hofing at the time, are you implying that...
We're underwater.
You're underwater at
this point? We've done an ocean landing.
Ocean landing.
And we've gone down.
But there's boats. There's little floaty boats, right?
Paul, what the fuck is a floaty boat?
Like an inflatable vessel.
Yes, but we didn't have time to use those things.
What do you mean we didn't? This didn't happen, you fucking womble. This hasn't actually happened.
No, but in my mind.
No. Yeah, okay, right. So what you're saying is you've introduced rules arbitrarily and then I suggest something. You're like, no, that didn't happen. I'm like, none of it happened, Dad. We can just change the... Okay, anyway. Right, so in this case...
Paul, we've landed in the ocean and we've gone down. Let's say we've landed near an atoll and it's less than 100 feet deep. Which is manageable. If it's daytime and you hold your breath in your seat for 5 minutes, I can pretty well guarantee you most people will have passed away. Then you need to swim.
Wait, the boat under? Is the plane 100 feet underwater?
Is that what it's underwater.
Saying? Right. So why didn't you... Right. So the plane lands and sinks to the bottom of the ocean.
Yep.
Is the cabin full of water at this point?
It's filling. So like in the movies, you need to, at the last minute, I mean, there's going to be chaos. And you can't deploy any slides. Slides are to be deployed when one is above water.
Couldn't you deploy a slide, hold onto it, and then let it carry you up to the surface because it's full of air?
Yes, but the slide remains connected to the plane.
And if you cut it off, you'd burst it and it would deflate and you'd be...
You just wouldn't have a knife with you, would you?
No.
But if you're flying in economy, they give you a plastic knife. If you're flying in business,
right,
you get a proper knife.
So if you're in economy, swim up to business, grab one of their knives. And then swim... Because I think the exit ramps are down back in economy. So you're doing a round trip. At this point, the cabin's pretty full.
But Paul, you don't have goggles on. If it's dark... What you need to do, you basically, listeners, you need to firstly be aware, as everyone's going to be very aware, that you're up shit creek without a paddle, i.e. you're going to crash. Now, here's one of the things, and this is very interesting. That's why they tell you never to put your, you get those life vests. You don't inflate them till you're out of the plane in the water. What happens if you inflate? Can you imagine you're inside this bubble, or like a tube of water, and everyone inflates their life vests? What happens? Everyone just pops up and floats into the ceiling, and everyone's rat shit. Which could be good in a way if everyone did that, then because they're all stuck to the ceiling.
Okay.
You could then swim underneath. But what you need to do in these situations is
a lot of your plans seem to involve other people fucking up and you getting one over on them. That's not really...
Look, my point... I do have a point to this. And I think it's quite interesting because what you need to do as you're plummeting and experiencing weightlessness, because that's what happens when you fall out of the sky and everyone's screaming, you hit... the ocean.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully the pilots can sort of land it gingerly. If it's daytime, maybe they can see an island. You're coasting in. You're sort of skimming along the water. But at some point, it might go nose up and the whole thing does a sort of an incredible cartwheel. But once the plane comes to rest for a while, there'll be no water in the cabin. But ultimately... because the plane will float for a little while. But I'm just saying that if circumstances were that you ended up sort of sinking, then that's when the Wim Hof comes in. Okay? You're in your seat.
No, but Wim Hof... No, look. Wim Hof involves the rapid... you're taking in a lot of air.
True.
Right?
Yep.
So what you're doing is taking
air. You're hyperventilating. That's
why everyone else in the cabin fucking dies, because you're sucking up all the air.
Look, I would stay in my seat and I would wait until there was a calmness. Right. I think you'd be fairly aware.
Okay.
Because noise is heightened underwater. Mm-hmm. So you'd hear all sorts of terrible things. People, burbling and screaming. Sort of burping and...
What's wrong with you?
Just...
This is dreadful.
Paul, hold your breath, then visualize the plane, and then make your way... It's easier if it's daytime.
Okay.
Because there would be some sense of light. Like, follow the light would be one of your rules. You don't have goggles, as I said. If they had plastic cups, you could hold them over your eyes and make little goggles.
Why do you need goggles? What's with the goggles?
Just to help you see in the water. And you there would be some injuries that would have occurred in the crash where some people would start bleeding. So you'd be basically swimming through a red substance.
This is really awful. You're in a dark tube with Dad. There's blood everywhere. He's putting cups over his eyes. He's doing fucking Wim Hof, which is about 7 minutes.
Paul, you don't do Wim Hof during this trauma. You've done it prior to. You've prepared yourself.
As the plane's going down.
You want to sort of suck in that last gasp of air. It's called hyperventilating.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just imagine that a section of the plane's been ripped off. Maybe the back, maybe the front, maybe the side. And that's what you need to aim for. But one of my points is you'd have to wait and just chill until everyone calmed down, which is code for died, suffocated, and then you just make your way out. And then you, as I said, if it's daytime, you're laughing. You just follow the sun and follow your bubbles, and up you go. And you pop out, and you just swim to an atoll, and you wait to be rescued.
Okay.
Do you think people do think about... I guess the thing was that the whole premise of this is, do you waste your time? I mean, the survival thing is, it's very intense and, you know?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
It's a fascinating subject. And speaking of planes, I was supposed to be flying to Queensland tomorrow.
What for?
To pick up a painting. I have been working on this deal to buy a painting by a French artist from the late 19th century, a painting that I absolutely fell in love with. And the particular person selling the painting wanted a sizable sum, and we've been toing and froing, negotiating. And I wanted to get a sense, because it's a lot of money for this French painting. It's worth considerably more than that. But for me to get a sense of, you know, what it was worth, I got in touch with one of the leading auction houses in the world that I've got a relationship with, and they sent back some very, very, very good information. They gave me an idea of the pricing, which made me feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. But they said you have to have it authenticated by the leading expert on this particular artist who is in Paris. And that's going to cost you a minimum of 1,000 euro. And it may have to go to Paris. Can you imagine, for those people that have watched Fake or Fortune, that marvelous art show, where people do all the research, ultimately, they get the painting into Paris. One of two things can happen. The French government have the power to say that this painting is basically a national treasure. It doesn't have to be incredibly valuable. They just have to think it's of significance, and it can never, ever leave the country. They basically impound it, and you have no recourse. Okay. That in itself is horrific. So I was considering that. And of course, the other thing that may happen is that everything goes smoothly and then the expert, the world's number one authority that all the major auction houses recognise, he says it is in fact not by this particular artist. So there's so much stress involved. But I did a lot of my own due diligence, and Christine will tell you I've been poring over examples of this artist. I have examined many, many hundreds of his works. And I like to think that I've got a pretty good idea. Mm-hmm. But with art, it's so fraught with danger, because it's any artist of any value is often faked. And I booked my tickets to Queensland, paid in full last night, around about maybe 5 p.m. And I'd been writing to this French expert in Paris, and he was responding in French, which I found incredibly... Look, I don't know whether that's a thing with just the French. He knew I lived in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes back in French. And I'm trying to sort of, convert everything back into English. And these programs that convert one language to another are not always accurate.
No.
And you got some... You know, in one of the words that he used to describe the painting, he actually, it's a scene of a beautiful river, the famous French river that travels through the middle of Paris, but he described it as a table. The translation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, table, what are you talking about? But then it actually meant tableau, which means a vision of the whole painting, you know, and... So it's been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks. I've had so many conversations with the person in Queensland, and we were just about ready to do the deal. I bought the tickets to Brisbane last night. Christine and I was going to be flying out tomorrow morning. And about 15 minutes after I'd booked, I got an email from Paris saying... that in his opinion, even though he has not seen the painting, this is not the work of the artist. I was so upset. Christine said, look, you're very, very lucky. You've dodged a bullet. I then got in touch with the guy in Queensland. He's clearly incredibly upset.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get my money back for my tickets, which is proving problematic. Of the type of ticket that I bought. But as Christine, she's very sweet. She's very comforting. She said, look, John, you managed to save, which is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
But it's been fairly fairly full on. So that's one of the lows, I guess. Can you imagine? As Christine said, I would have flown to Queensland.
Yeah.
Come back with the painting, which in itself is... challenging to get put it in to the hold of a plane, and then have received the email after saying we don't believe it's a real. It's just
that's objectively awful.
Yeah,
that's really terrible.
So that's one of one of the downsides of this business. But I just thought I'd share that with you and the listeners. And it was a pretty good segue going from plane to plane.
Speaking of that, actually, Dad, in about 2 weeks. I'm heading across to LA and New York with Tegan. So we're going to be kind of lining up some episodes to, you know, roll out while I'm away.
Mm.
I'm there for primarily a holiday, but while I'm in LA, I'm going to be taking Tegan on a hike through this national park. It's about a 2.5 hour hike into the mountains. And then we're going to kind of round this corner and we're going to be in the valley where they shot MASH. Where the 4077 was. Yep. So that's going to be crazy.
Hmm.
Then we're going to Disneyland the next day. But the exciting thing that's relevant to this podcast is when I'm in New York, I'm going to travel to the suburbs outside of New York to a street called Peter Falk Place, which was renamed that in the 2000s in honor of Peter Falk, who was born there. So I'm actually going to go to the birthplace of Peter Falk, going to go to his... childhood home. And as all of you know, Peter Falk played Columbo. So I'm going to sort of go to the... technically like the birthplace of Columbo, which is very exciting.
Fantastic. You really like him, don't you?
Oh my God. You have no idea. Well, you do, obviously. Yeah. Mm. And then later in the year, I'm heading across to London for about 3 weeks for a Doctor Who related trip. And I'll be staying with Anne while I'm over there. But there's a lot of flying happening this year. A lot of work trips, and I'm very curious, Dad, do you need any antiques ferried back and forth on either of these trips? Is there anything you need taken to Los Angeles, New York, or London in terms of, like, do you need me to take a very valuable urn or something?
Maybe to London, yep.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, maybe.
What do you mean maybe? You're being cryptic. Is this a real thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I may have something to go to London. But we'll keep you and the listeners in the loop.
Okay, because you know that if I have to take something, that's work, and that makes the trip tax deductible. Well, I'm going to be prepping for next week's return to the profoundly disturbing look at the BTK killer, so we're going to look at that next week again. But that's all the time we have for today's episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. We will see you next week for more Loose Units. Bye, everyone.
Cheerio.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.